Hello, this is the intro. This is episode one. Today, the topics we're going to be on is Obsidian, the Desert Well, and Anarchy Minecraft. Those are all the topics for the day. Let's get on. So for the first topic of discussion is the obsidian block. Now the obsidian block is a really unique block. It's one of the hardest naturally generating blocks you can actually pick up. In fact, I am almost certain it is in survival mode at least. But some info about this block. The blast resistance is 1,200, which is very high. That means almost nothing that you can naturally get in the game can. Almost, actually, I don't think anything in the survival game can actually explode it. Which makes it very, very strong. There's a couple ways you can obtain this. They can generate in ravines when the water spouts pour out the lava that's usually at the bottom of them. I've seen like that. I've also seen they naturally generate in ruined portals, both in the overworld and Nether. They also that's basically all it could generate, but in generating in other ways, not just as the block itself and loot, it can spawn in villages, bastions, bastion remnants. Nether fortresses and ruined portals. The breaking time for this is, for netherite, it is 8.35 seconds. For diamond, it is 9.2 seconds. And that's it. You should probably break it with anything else, then it will not break. Also, the netherite, there's a netherite and diamond pickaxes with no enchantments and no effects. But if you try and pick it up with anything else other than a netherite or diamond pickaxe, it will not pick up. It will just disappear. But the recipes that are used in are very slim. We have beacon, enchantment table, ender chest. That's it. It's not a lot, but all of those are very, very useful, at least in my opinion. In fact, one of those is my favorite block, which is the ender chest. I'll talk about that in episode 2. But, basically, this was added in, Java Edition Classic 0.828, which is a very old version. You cannot actually play that right now. Also, I'd like to go back on when I said that nothing can destroy it. I actually run about that. The blue wither skulls that you can sometimes get when you are fighting the wither actually can destroy obsidian, which is very good. Which is very good, especially for obsidian farms, which do exist, but are very rare, because it's not really a smart thing to, like, farm. Because it actually takes a while to farm, which is weird. But, yeah. That's basically it. Some random info I can put in is that it's used a lot in Anarchy servers, which is our RAM, which is a random area of Minecraft. Talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, it's used a lot in there because it's a very strong. You can also place crit and crystals on it, which is one. This is the second block you can place it on with. Also with bedrock, which is not that common. Yeah, but that's gonna be it for obsidian. So, going on to our second part of our podcast, and probably the least interesting, is the structure, the naturally generating structure. Today we are doing the desert well, because it's one of the letters lesser known, and I personally really like the desert well, because it's a small structure that you can build whenever. You can even build yourself, so if you want to copy it, or even like find one, and then level it up if you want. But there's a very limited amount of info on this, because there's not a lot of put info about it. It's standard desert world. You might have run into one if you've ever been in the desert in Minecraft. But basically what the desert world is, it's a little how do I say this? It looks, some info, in geometry, this thing called, we call fourfold symmetry, which means if you, take 1/4 of it, and this be, that will be the exact same as every other, fourth. And this has, that's what it is, it has fourfold symmetry. That means if you fold it in half, and then half again, you have fourths, and then all those fourths would be the same. Does that make any sense? But, basically a little, like, how do I explain this? This is really, really difficult to explain. It's like a little capsule of water that has 5 water blocks in it, and is an example of, how to make an unlimited water source. And it's the only place unlimited water sources generate other than bodies of water, in my knowledge. I could be wrong about that. Oh, and villages. But, you actually can count the amount of blocks, and it's a very limited amount of blocks. But it's 70 sandstone, 5 water blocks, and 12 stone slabs. It's a very limited amount of blocks there, but it's still one of my favorite blocks because it's a very small area. That's going to be it for this section. Hello, this is the anarchy section of our podcast. So, I do not have anyone join me. I was gonna have my friend join me, but it's, I had to cancel last minute. That's okay, bro. Understand. So, yeah, this is basically a very not small, but also not very big corner of Minecraft you might not have heard of. It's called the Anarchy Community. Now, some of these servers that are in the Anarchy Community are popular ones like 2b2t or 9x9t. And some smaller ones like Elite Anarchy, which is the one I'm in. But I'm also in the Anarchy Community. I can tell you a little bit about this. Anarchy basically is a server with absolutely no rules. And it's just a plain vanilla world. A lot of them are in the version 1.12, because that is the version where we have the best, server running. Now, of course, servers do have, Anarchy servers do exist on the 1.16 version, but, not a lot. Most of them are 1.12. But that's pretty fine. That's fine. Because 1.12 has a lot of features. It was World of Color update, which is a very good update, in my opinion. But yeah, that's basically all I have to say about this. Not a lot, but some cool stuff you can do is you can do hack. You can hack. There's a special type of PvP on there called Crystal PvP. And a lot of every server is a little bit different because like they might have something that they do different. Like they may have hacked weapons in them or something like that. That's it. That's gonna be it for this section. This is the last section. See you guys later. Bye.